Good morning, good morning. This is Coffee with Carol. And today we are reading chapter 12, Forgiveness. Another important lesson in experiencing a life that's designed by God is forgiveness. On June 16th, 2019, I received an email from my father's special friend, Sheila. It simply said, "Call me, Sheila." I knew that it couldn't be good news. I dreaded it when she said that my father had died alone in his home, and that not having heard from him in a few days, she decided to use her key and go inside. For lack of a better way to say it, my father and I had a different type of relationship. It certainly was not an ideal father-daughter relationship. I was not his little princess. He was never openly proud of me and my accomplishments. I spent years trying to earn his acceptance and love until I finally realized that it was best not to expect anything from him, but to simply be grateful for any attention that he gave to me. The last time I had spoken with my dad had been when I called him on May 3rd, 2019 for his birthday. It was a short conversation. Like most of our conversations, he answered the phone with his southern drawl, starting low and ending on that high. "Hello." After I said hi, he said, "Hello, Carol." He shared that he was doing well and that his brother Billy was recovering from a stroke. He asked if I was still at my same job and he wanted to know how I was doing there. He asked after Ramon, Elise, and the grandbaby. He wished us all well and thanked me for giving him a call and wishing him happy birthday. And it ended as usual with, "Take care and talk at you again." I suppose I could share all the hurts and sorrows that I experienced in my life regarding my dad, but that's not the message you should receive. For some reason, what mattered before he died has little effect on me now. In fact, I realized shortly after his death that I'd already moved past those hurts and forgiven him. Are you in a relationship where there's hurt from things that have been said or done? Don't waste time being frustrated and angry. I had to let it go and accept that we all do and say things that are hurtful. I'm not perfect, so why should I expect it from others? Stubbornness is not a virtue. I realized that forgiveness wasn't for the other person, but it was for me. I honestly believe that taking the time to forgive and release my anger allowed me to understand God more. Although I don't completely understand the reason that certain things happened or understand the choices that my father made during his life, letting it go and forgiving him brought me peace. The lesson from my relationship with my dad is simple. Give, forgive, and love with no expectations. No one owes you anything. See everything that you receive as a gift. Live your life with excellence and focus on pleasing your Heavenly Father alone. By choosing this attitude and these actions, I can't promise you a life without tear and hurt, but I believe you won't experience as many regrets. Make it a great day. God does the how, and you do the do.